Buster Posey, my guest today here on Sky Sox Warm-Up. And Buster, up to AAA already. How's the transition been so far?
It's been good. Yeah, just played a couple of games so far. So, you know, still making the adjustments and getting used to our guys on the mound. But, yeah, it's a good group of guys.
It's also pretty quick for you just in general in minor league baseball. How's it been as a professional, just your second year after one of the all-time great years in college baseball at Florida State?
Well, yeah, it's been a good year. I felt like I've, you know, learned a lot and making the adjustment to professional baseball. Obviously, it's a lot different, you know, coming to the field every day opposed to 4, maybe 5 days a week in college. So, but no, I'm having a good time and enjoying it.
You certainly put up everyday numbers during those 4 or 5 days a week that you played at Florida State. You were the Golden Spikes Award winner, very close to being the Triple Crown winner at Florida State. What was that final year with the Seminoles like?
Well, it was a lot of fun. I think for me what topped it all is having a chance to go to Omaha. So, you know, all the personal, you know, success aside, it wouldn't have been as fun not making it to the College World Series.
On the back of that, you get drafted 5th overall by the Giants and are given the highest draft bonus in draft history at the time, a $6 million man. Tell me, what have you bought?
Oh, not too much. Bought a little townhouse back in Tallahassee, Florida, but that's pretty much it for the most part. Just going to be smart with it.
Probably a good idea. Plenty of guys have been drafted high, gotten big bonuses, and they don't always necessarily pan out. What are you trying to do to make it so that you don't fall into that category?
Well, I think just it starts, you know, with being prepared each day, coming to the park, getting your work in, and having a good mindset and not taking it for granted. Just, you know, my goal is to get better each day, and if I can look back at the end of the day and feel like I have improved in some aspect, then, you know, I'm satisfied.
Speaking with Buster Posey today, the catcher for the Fresno Grizzlies and considered the catcher of the future for the San Francisco Giants on Sky Sox Warm-Up here. Buster, in college at Florida State, you almost won the Triple Crown, and you did it as a catcher. It's not necessarily a position that people think of for huge offensive numbers. Growing up, was there someone that you looked up to at the catcher position that made you believe that you could do things offensively and at that position?
Well, you know, I just started catching just, I guess, my sophomore year in college. So I was always, growing up in Georgia, I was a Braves fan. Chipper, Andrew Jones, you know, Dave Justice, those guys, and, of course, all the pitchers. But, you know, I think also Piazza was coming through at my time, and he was a guy that, you know, obviously put up some big power numbers. So, yeah, you know, you got him and Pudge, and now you look at Joe Mauer. So it can definitely be done.
Joe Mauer is up there now. He's probably the first guy in this latest generation of big offensive production catchers. And then there's another one right ahead of you, Matt Wieters. Have you watched his career a little closer, considering he's kind of had a similar path as you have?
Yeah. I try to keep up with him and follow him. It's kind of hard not to. You know, he's pretty closely watched in the media, and seems like he does a great job handling all of that. And you know, I've played against him in college for 2 years when he was at Georgia Tech, and got to know him a little bit, and, you know, happy he's had the success he has.
You were drafted by an organization that's really known for developing pitchers. A lot of pitchers' parks in the organization, and just historically they have not developed, at least not in the last 15 years, a lot of position players. Does that make it a little more daunting for you, considering they gave you the biggest bonus in draft history and all those things are piled on top of you, putting maybe extra pressure to get to the big leagues?
Well, I mean, I can honestly say I don't really look at it like that. You know, it might sound cliche, but it really is just a day-to-day thing, you know, coming out and trying to get better. And we got a lot of guys in the, you know, organization. When I was in San Jose, you know, Roger Kieschnick and Thomas Neal, Villalona, you got Gillespie. There's a lot of good young hitters, you know, coming up.
Looking at the major league roster, there's a guy who's almost always on or on the cusp of the All-Star game in Benji Molina at the catcher position. Do you think that might buy you some time to really develop and get up there when you're ready, or do you think the organization might push you along and try and get their number one pick up there as soon as possible?
I don't know. You know, I think they're gonna have me up there when they feel like it's appropriate, you know, when they feel like I'm ready to be up there. So until then, you know, just trying to improve.
speaking with Buster Posey again here on Sky Sox Warm-Up. And Buster, just a couple more questions for you. Mentioned before you grew up playing the shortstop position. When did you make the decision, or did someone make the decision for you to go to the catching position?
It was the fall of my sophomore year. Our coaches came to us at Florida State, came to me at Florida State, and said, "Hey, let's try it out. We need to fill the spot." And so it wasn't anything guaranteed right away, but it fit well. It took a lot of work to get ready for the season in the spring, but I've enjoyed it. It's a position that I really do enjoy.
Was it just filling a spot, or was it something that they saw in you that you had the arm strength or the psychology to be behind the plate and working with all the pitchers?
Yeah, I think it was some of both. And then the more that it went along, I think that not only they saw it, but I saw it, seeing there could be a future there.
As far as your career goes, what are your goals right now as far as the rest of this 2009 season and the near future for you?
Well, this being my first full season, it's just to finish strong, not only necessarily numbers wise, but mentally, just coming to the park each day with a good attitude and trying to get better and, getting out and competing and trying to get a win each night.
You mentioned you're trying to take things day by day, but do you ever feel the pressure of being that number one draft pick, being the number two prospect in the organization?
Well, I don't think you can't say that you don't feel the pressure. You feel a little bit, but try to use that pressure to motivate yourself and to get better. And but I don't think anybody's expectations are any higher than what mine are. So that takes care of a lot of things right there.
Well, so far so good. You've flown through the ranks, and excited to see how the future goes for you. Best of luck, Buster.
Okay, thank you.
Buster Posey, our guest today here on Sky Sox Warm-Up. More to come after this on News Talk 1460 KZNT.